call, Mr. President.
Well, how are things going?
Oh, I think I'm fair to middling and could be better, but certainly could be a hell of a lot worse.
Yeah. You know, other problems around the country and the states, huh?
No, I think you've got them pretty well taken care of.
Yeah. We have no... Well, I think we really came off better on the Vietnam thing. We had any reason to hope, don't you?
I think so.
I mean, you get guys like Mansfield and a few others. We divided them a bit.
Well, I think the papers did more for you than this time the legislature did.
Yep. Yeah, the media.
Yep.
Yes, sir, including television. Even,
yes, sir.
Even that bastard Brinkley. You know?
Yep, and the newspapers, I thought, were...
Yeah.
Didn't go out of their way to do the hatchet job that politicians tried to do.
Yeah. So, well, it's pretty hard to splice back this one, isn't it, John?
I think so. I think it has to be a tremendous plus. And, of course, they're not about to admit it, and they'll notch out it any way they can, but it's certainly a big plus with the people.
Well, they don't know what to do with it, and now at least we've preempted. We have a very good ground we can stand on, fight on.
I would think that would be the case, and it ought to give you some further strength in Congress as a much better base for it.
That's right. That's right. Okay.
I see you got your finance chairman today, all right?
Yeah, we had it handled well. Old Maury's a real soldier.
He's a fine individual.
Such a fine and decent man.
And takes a little hand-holding at times.
Sure.
Well, worthwhile.
I guess like most everybody does, but he certainly is. Comes through in good style, and I told him, you know, that we wanted him for any legislative leaders' meetings or cabinet meetings that he wanted to attend, and we'll try to keep him in the club, which is the main thing.
Yes,
he should be anytime he wants to be around, just like we keep Dole in.
Yeah, I think that would be very helpful to his ego and his interest, too.
Right. Okay.
Am I going to see you tomorrow afternoon? I think it's on the schedule.
I think so. Friday. Take a look. You're usually on Friday, aren't you?
Well, it was, and there were a few things that...
Yeah, you are. Yeah, 4 o'clock.
A few political things I thought we might have over if you had...
Right. Political things. I didn't know we were in part. I told you we weren't doing any politics.
Well, it's one indivisible subject matter. You can't run a government without politics.
That's a very good way to put it.
I think
that's a very good way to put it.
I've learned that in the last few years.
We've got some pretty intriguing things going on, I think, you know, with these. And we think of our Democratic friends, they're pushing their musky bandwagon pretty hard, but he's got a long way to go.
Yes, I believe that.
And also, he's got a long way to, in order to pull that bunch of mavericks together at the end.
Just reaping the... the winds of their convention delegate reorganization operation.
These caucuses?
Yes, sir.
Is that what that is? I wondered about that.
The two early ones in Iowa and Arizona are just boomeranging against Muskie, you know.
Are they?
Yes.
I know I saw Iowa. Is now Arizona going to boomerang too?
Yes, sir. They apparently have got the same situation out there, although maybe even further against them.
Yeah.
So they're going to have a long, hot summer.
And it couldn't happen to nicer people, John.
I agree. Say, the Ken Rush thing, I think, went very well, despite their friends at the Defense Department.
Yeah? Yeah, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Good. It's a tremendous appointment. I mean, I don't care what about them.
Well, the fall in line, I'm sure, is always after the...
Yeah.
They lose the battle or the skirmishes, whatever it is.
That's right.
And I think he'd be a big asset there.
Oh, what an asset. He's just going to be a tower of strength, John. Just a tower of strength. Good for all of us to have around. And also, thinking of our future, if he is willing, he's going to be a very good man to have around in the future.
I believe so. It's certainly a good training period.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow. 4 o'clock, John.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to get to the reason I called. I'm going to camp David and be gone to do some reading for today and tomorrow until about noon. So I'll be out of touch, but I'll see you.
All right. Well, you know, I don't need that meeting if you're going
to... No. The meeting is important. No, I want to have it. No, I expect to have the meeting. I had it down.
All right, sir. Fine.
I just want to check if there's anything today before I left. Okay.
No, sir, not I can think of. Right.